All right, it is 1:15. Hello. This is the Hang Zone. We're out at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Camp on, or is it the other way around? What goes first? Musers?
Nope,
Woodford,
that's right. Rivers? Title sponsor first.
Lululululululululululabama.
So sitting out here right now, looks like the great Gordo in long pants.
You bet.
Action pants.
They're so action-oriented.
Craig, long pants in the morning.
Not rated rookie, though.
No, I'm not rated a rookie today.
Donovan staring at soccer.
Jeez.
2-1 Belgium. Hit the over. Thank you.
Betting soccer. International soccer.
But he can quit anytime. He just doesn't have a problem. Bob.
Hello.
And the Cobra. So we wanted to do this. This segment is called The Film Room. And we've got some of our biggest football minds with us right now.
Thank you.
And forever, we've wanted to break down...
the cover six.
The football scene in Point Break. So, if you're not familiar, Craig, I think, is the only one not having not seen Point Break multiple times. But we've got an FBI agent undercover, Keanu Reeves, who is infiltrating a gang of bank robbers. They would wear masks of presidents when they rob banks.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out they're a group of surfers. So Keanu has to learn surfing instantly, which he does.
And infiltrate the gang of surfers.
Right. And somehow, when he first goes to the beach to try to learn surfing, he just meets a girl. She starts teaching him surfing. It just so happens she's the ex-girlfriend of the ringleader of the bank robbers. Like, what a...
within one day.
Crazy coincidence.
They've been trying to crack this case for like 8 years.
He's well, the best.
But there's probably not a lot of surfers in California.
Right.
So they
he's
just ran upon
community.
The only one.
Yeah, yeah.
And
dude is right there.
The ringleader is Bodie, Patrick Swayze.
Yes.
Now, it's also important to note that this undercover FBI agent, I believe 2 years prior... was the quarterback for Ohio State, and I think won in maybe a Heisman Trophy.
Second.
He finished second.
He definitely won the Rose
Either
Bowl.
Either way,
you're going to hear that
injury.
In this clip.
Yeah, it's just important to note that this would be like Johnny Manziel going undercover 18 months after his run.
So, but it is the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Not as much media out there.
But what you want to do is you want to find a huge celebrity for your undercover operation.
That's usually the best.
Yeah.
Because who would suspect that?
Right.
There's no way. Well, so now Johnny Utah, that's Keanu, the FBI agent, has been invited to kind of a beach party by his girlfriend, his new girlfriend, who is Bodie's ex-girlfriend. Okay? And so Johnny Utah is not in the gang yet. He's about to infiltrate them. And one of the things that's going to get him to do that is they kind of become friends during this football game that they play at night with a big movie fire on the beach. And they're playing football. Right? Why not?
And the Jeep's all illuminating the beach as well.
That's how you could see the ball.
Yeah, you have to have beaches.
I mean, why would the NFL put their lights up so high when all you need...
right.
is ground level lights, and you could see everything fine.
Yeah.
You're going to see, we're going to start the scene is going to be when Patrick Swayze, Bodie, first notices Johnny Utah might want to play some football. So the scene is starting with Patrick Swayze talking to his ex-girlfriend about this new guy that she's introducing.
So, who's the guy? You replaced me?
A break where you've been.
He serves real well.
What? He's from Kansas.
He's from Kansas.
Heads up!
Yeah. Good catch.
So, you can see right there, one of his buddies was throwing a football that way. Johnny Utah turned, caught the football effortlessly.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can really, on that TV, see the expression, but Bodie is quite impressed.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Slow down.
Catch.
Maybe not much of a surfer, but.
Who is this guy?
The football bona fides have already been established here.
Catching that ball like that.
Yeah.
This guy might like to play some beach football tonight.
Right.
So then we're going to cut to tonight and the beach football scene. Oops. He's smiling real big. He's nodding.
Stop it right there. Stop right there.
So,
right away, Keanu Reeves throws the ball back to him.
Yep.
A terrible throwing motion.
It's yep. not pretty.
It's not at all, okay?
Okay, now we're in the game.
Looks like they're in the spread here.
Okay.
Swayze.
Is there any way to back it up before he starts calling signals?
Sure. We're on the beach.
Okay.
You could see the Jeeps lined up.
Yeah.
You could see the light. There's some people sitting on the Jeeps. Swayze is, it looks like, under center.
I was going to say, he's playing pickup football and getting under center.
You know what, Bob? I want to agree. That receiver is lined up pretty tight.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the spread offense or not.
Okay, what do you want to stop
Go ahead,
here?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so just a, okay. Oh,
first
on,
off,
I should let quick, this play.
First
back.
Off,
hold on.
Ready, set, hut, hut.
Mm-hmm. And he knew it was on two.
It's on two, dude.
A little sleep flicker. Yeah, it's a little early for the hook and lateral, but they put it on the first play.
Did the receiver just push off?
So it did look like, that was a little in route, right? A little hook?
Well, it almost looks like they're playing zone, and so the corners are soft, and you can really get them at the sticks underneath with that.
But the lateral, and he gets to about the middle of the beach, and that's where they stop, and apparently that's a touchdown.
Well, and the guy that caught it, it's a short field, right, as we'll come to find out.
You can't do that in the red zone. That's ridiculous.
The guy that caught it is wearing leather pants.
It's like biker gear.
Yeah. Leather vest.
Now, was he up against Lori Petty?
What appears to be boots on the sand.
Okay, we'll back it up so you can see the end of that play again.
And that was the receiver lined up right next
that was
to the quarterback.
Yeah, he was tight guard. Formation.
Yeah. And you can tell by the splits.
He declared eligible.
It was never going to be a run. He was giving away the pass route.
Yeah, he also has
vest.
What is that? A vest. Yeah,
is that Randy's
a leather vest. Okay, next play.
From the Big Bone Morning Show.
Now Utah.
Now Johnny Utah's under center. He throws a pass. What do you think of that?
That ball went straight into the sand.
Yeah, it's
straight into the sand.
Odd for a Heisman runner-up.
Right. Yeah. He didn't even hold the ball correctly. Look at him.
Oh, he just dump fakes the shoulder.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a montage. The safety will always bite on.
Now, hold on. So you saw a montage, one throw, a pump, and then a throw. Then you just saw a fake handoff.
That was a pretty good fake also.
Perhaps they think we're going to establish the run on this beach.
And kind of no one knew where the ball was at that point.
Linebackers always fall for this.
Now he's going to throw one a little farther down the field.
No man's land. Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
Swayze.
So he beats.
Swayze got fooled on the fake.
But hang on.
He got sucked in.
Yeah.
Swayze is very upset. He's
Swayze was 15 yards down the field, noticed the fake, and thought about going back to try to blitz the quarterback. That was his mind stopping right in the middle of the secondary.
It's just eye candy. It's yarn for a cat.
But
he's kind of pissed right now. He's being made look like a fool. Clearly, he's the star out here. But now this guy comes in and all of a sudden is doing this to him. Oh, Lori Petty goes out and she scores a touchdown.
Kind of the Cole Beasley of that offense.
Very progressive, right? Females can play sports with men.
Get over it.
Who ball is it? Who works it? Go.
She's trash talking. Utah back to throw. Pump fake.
Hold on.
Oh.
That center looked like they were standing up almost completely straight, didn't they?
Did you notice, too, that it's full offensive line.
Yeah.
Like, it's like center, guard, tackle.
Yeah.
On
Unless the
beach.
Receiver is at the guard position.
Well, tackle eligible.
They teach you the high hat, low hat. High hat just gives away a pass play. You really want to have better technique with that, you know?
Now, Utah pump faked. Bodie was having none of it.
Not this time.
He blitzed. He sacked him. He couldn't stop him.
Kind of stares him down.
Bodie back at quarterback.
Staying under center.
There's the
now. Now here's the play of the year. The wheel route.
Okay, so yeah.
It's a quarterback wheel, right? Yeah. It's a little pitch and then wheel to the backside?
Now.
Why can't you guys just enjoy
kind of a Tom
movie?
Brady?
Shut up. Now, hang on.
It's a little Philly special.
I don't know if you guys noticed throughout the course of the first six plays we've seen or whatever.
Helps a lot of families.
The field on the beach appears to be about 30 yards max. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, if you back this up a little bit and you see him catch the wheel route.
About 5 yards away?
Watch how far he runs, how far the field suddenly is extended.
Well, think about how many players are involved in this play, too, because he's going to break multiple tackles, and Keanu is going to have to shed multiple blocks.
Yes, he is.
To get to the showdown, this is the play. And this is the play of the movie.
And this is why you don't relax if the play is to the other side, you know? You continue to flow towards the ball.
Right.
He did not quit. Okay, so here we come. The flea flicker.
He's standing straight up.
Okay, so he eluded one defender, then he eluded another. Now he just shed one tackle. Here we go. Another one's coming.
Oh, truck stick. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so Johnny Utah, as you see, has flipped through four blockers.
Four blocks in the span of, milliseconds.
Bodie has shed five would-be tacklers, and now it's a race. The race is on between Bodie, and really, think of the symbolism here. Bodie, the bank robber, is running. Johnny Utah, the undercover agent, is chasing him.
Uh-huh.
Can he catch him?
Now Steve? You're talking. Look, he's running. They're
running into the ocean. They just ran into the ocean.
What the heck?
He tackled him into the ocean, and that is not accepted in this football game. Watch the exchange now. Oh, look how pissed Swayze is. He is not happy. What are you doing, bro?
That
tackling
anger's going to settle in his pancreas.
Well, why did he run into the ocean, man?
And now all the buddies,
you?
Hold on, all his buddies kind of run up. Remember, Johnny Utah's the new guy. No one really knows him.
What the f*** is wrong with you? I just think that's a little out of line.
Whoa, cool it, Roach. Don't you know who this is?
No, I don't know who this is.
It's Johnny Utah, the Ohio State Buckeyes All-Conference, remember?
Number 9, man. How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Jesus Christ. Johnny Utah, sorry, man. Didn't even get in your face.
Man, I knew you. It was the Rose Bowl. 3 years ago, you beat SC, right?
You did this.
That was one hell of a game.
Yeah, but you got nuked in the last quarter or something.
Yeah, I got my knee folded back about 90 degrees the wrong way.
Great acting. And that's why you never went pro?
2 years of surgery. Missed my window. Went to law school instead.
Law school? You're a lawyer? Wow. Well, life's not over yet, man. You're surfing.
Yeah.
Players don't surf.
This one does.
Yeah.
So.
Play some football.
So I think what we learned here is that surfer bank
guys
robbers.
Are judgmental a-holes. That's what we've learned.
Surfing bank robbers who actually go like continent to continent to follow the waves and to seasonally rob banks also follow the Big Ten All-Conference team.
Sure,
because he was first team All-Big Ten.
So he knew that.
Yeah.
Right off the top of his head.
Right, with the Purdue kid and the Minnesota linebacker.
When did Bodie figure that out? While running?
Yeah.
He knew he'd seen that run before.
While eluding would-be tacklers?
Uh-huh. 80 yards down the beach, by the way.
80 yards down the beach.
He had scored 7 different touchdowns on his way there.
As he's being tackled into the ocean, realized, you know who I'm being tackled by.
Right.
But don't forget this,
the guy who spent 2 years in surgery.
The other three guys are like, oh, yeah, it is Johnny Utah.
Yeah.
I know you.
Oh, yeah. They all know him.
Oh, yeah. Sorry to get in your face,
Johnny. They're all very familiar with Johnny Utah.
Number 9. Yeah.
They know his number. They know his all-conference rank.
You know, the other thing. It's a little uncommon for the naked wheel route against the flow to have like 7
right,
lead blockers, don't you
here
think? How many lead blockers do you have on a naked wheel, Jake?
There's no reveal later in the movie as to that Patrick Swayze knew Johnny Utah all along, or we're supposed to buy that he went from having no idea to he was to introducing him to his friend.
Right.
Oh, you're that Johnny Utah.
Ah.
You know who this is.
Common name.
The guy just tackled me like a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right. With busted knees.
I've seen you track down a receiver or two. All right, well,
perfection.
Thanks, guys.
You got to watch the whole thing, Junior.
Okay, I will.
That's the only scene with any holes in it. The rest is perfection.
Airtight.
It's 1:30. That's the film room, and this is the the Woodford Reserve.
There you go.
Woofer. Musers ticket campaign.
Woofer. The Woodford Reserve.